Ukraine security issue.
Ukraine has won the first phase of the war, Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Mahler said on Wednesday, May 11th, the 77th day of her country's heroic resistance to Russian invaders. According to her, Russia failed to achieve its main goal – to seize Kyiv in several days and ultimately take control of the entire country. During the first phase, Russia used 24 battalion tactical groups and lost 26,500 troops. But now Ukraine is facing a hard and long phase, Mahler said, because Russia still has a lot of resources and is set to use them in the near time. This phase will end when the entire country is cleansed of the invaders. The Ukrainian defenders continue to push Russian troops further away from Kharkiv toward the Russian border. Analysts with the Kyiv-based Institute of War Studies presume that if the Ukrainian counteroffensive succeeded in crushing Russian troops in the areas north of Kharkiv, then those deployed to the strategically important town of Izum would be paralyzed, no matter how reinforced or fortified. Keeping the Ukrainian defenders under constant fire, the enemy forces continue to use all types of munitions, including cluster bombs and shells banned by the Geneva Convention. Ruslan Andriyko, a soldier from the Svoboda Legion, said that his and other army units are looking forward to the long-awaited deliveries of heavy weapons under the US Lend-Lease program.
Щодня застосовується авіація і, зокрема, ті касетні бомби, які падають на місто.
Every day their aircraft drop bombs, including cluster bombs, on the town of Barvinkove. Up to 30% of its residents are still there. Cluster bombs don't cause massive destructions, but their explosive parts cover a large area and hit a lot of civilians. We are looking forward to the arrival of heavy artillery and other heavy weapons under the Lend-Lease program. They will help us destroy the Russian tanks and other armored vehicles massed in this area and then launch a massive offensive, said Ruslan Andriyko. At the same time, Russian troops keep on massively pressing in other frontline areas and destroying Ukrainian cities and villages. Their bombs, shells and missiles hit apartment buildings and private houses, schools, kindergartens and hospitals. On Tuesday, 9 civilians were wounded by Russian shells in the Mykolaiv region, and in the city of Zaporizhia, Russian missiles killed 1 civilian and wounded 8. The Russians have also increased the number of intensity of artillery and mortar strikes on villages in the Chernihiv and Sumy regions bordering on Russia. The fiercest fighting is going on along the front lines in the Donetsk region, where Russian artillery, mortars, tanks and other weapons fire around the clock. The Russians continue to bomb, shell and storm the Azovstal steelworks, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said it's presently impossible to deblock Mariupol, explaining that the Ukrainian army has not yet received the necessary heavy weapons. According to Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk Region Military Administration, there are still about 100 civilians and nearly 600 wounded Ukrainian soldiers in the planned basements and bunkers. The Ukrainian leadership has repeatedly appealed for international assistance in the extraction, the term for evacuation to a third country. All of them are doomed because the field hospitals are destroyed and there are no medicines left. On top of that, it's impossible to evacuate more than 100,000 civilians remaining in the destroyed city. The same is about other civilians in the region, Pavlo Kirilenko said.
Під обстрілами не просто лінія фронту і позиції наших захисників, а саме обстріли починаються в першу чергу з будинків із цивільної інфраструктури, саме цивільної, всіх населених пунктів. А це
Not only the frontline positions of our defenders are under constant fire. The Russians also indiscriminately bomb and shell apartment buildings, private houses and civilian infrastructure. Mariupol is blocked completely. Some civilians try to leave the city on their own by car, but very few are lucky to escape, said Pavlo Kirilenko. The Mariupol City Council has made public appealing figures. At least 10,000 of an estimated 150,000 civilians who are held hostage by Russians in Mariupol may die of diseases and starvation. By now, more than 20,000 residents of Mariupol are believed to be dead. Terrifying is the cynicism and hatred toward Ukraine of Russian soldiers and their relatives alike. Even rank-and-file Russians who claim they have nothing to do with the war unleashed by their dictator Putin are ready to poison, cripple and torture Ukrainian children. In one of the phone calls intercepted by the Ukrainian security service, a Russian soldier's wife tells him she would do the same as Russian soldiers do to Ukrainian children, and do so with extreme cruelty too, because otherwise they would grow up to be Nazis. She is outraged at the Ukrainian children forcefully deported to Russia, who refused to draw pictures for Russia's Victory Day. They were told to draw the symbols with which their homes were destroyed and their parents were killed. According to Wednesday's update of the Prosecutor General's office, Ukrainian prosecutors have documented and taken action on more than 10,500 war crimes committed by the Russian military since they invaded Ukraine.